The Stoney Kiski Kanama River Sojourn is an annual event which features a colorful parade of kayaks and canoes. The four-day, 44-mile journey is sponsored by the Kanama Valley Conservancy in order to heighten awareness and inspire appreciation for local rivers, especially this network of waterways east of Pittsburgh. From Johnstown to Apollo, the group paddles through deep river gorges, a few Class II rapids, and historic towns like Salzburg and Blairsville. They camp each night along the way. About 30 paddlers make the whole trip, and another 50 or so join up for one or more days. Andy Cubis joined the Sojourners on their last day, amid the sounds of cicadas and breakfast.
Wait a minute, I'm sausage about now. I'm up to finishing my delicious breakfast that they brought. My name is Rosemarie Stover. I am on the Stoney Kanama Kiski Sojourn.
20th annual.
20th annual, yes. I come on this. I've probably been on it 6 years now, and I come. I love the people, the river. I grew up in New Kensington, and so this is kind of brings me back home again. It's going to be a gorgeous day.
Where's our bus?
We're catching the shuttle bus to go back to Avonmore so that we can start the paddling part of the trip.
Anybody has not signed the boat manifest, please come over and see.
Oh, I should.
Today we are traveling from Avonmore to Roaring Run, 7 miles. There are some shallow ripples, occasional standing waves, easily avoidable.
My name is Brooke Handley, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and this is my first sojourn ever. It's even more than what I expected. I told everybody I kind of feel like I've been at summer camp for the past 4 days, which is awesome.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Go, go. Ooh, that's cold. First day I dumped out, which is okay, but every other day, knock on wood, I haven't dumped out, so I'm learning as I'm going how to navigate things, and I've gotten a lot of great advice from all of the veteran paddlers, so learning a lot.
I'm Amanda Wareham. I am from the Pittsburgh area. I have the orange, green, yellow kayak, and they said, I'll just call it a Skittle, and when I bought it, I said, oh, it kind of looks like a lifesaver, so it, for me, it was high visibility, but the other option was pink, and I didn't want a pink one. Most of us lead our lives and never really think about the rivers, but the river's such a big part of the ecosystem, and part of what we've done each evening is to have some educational sessions, and they've talked about in the last 30 years really how the river life has been revitalized because, you know, primarily mining is what has really knocked out, and you can still see signs of it. There are some areas where you can come down and you can see the runoff where you can tell that it's iron ore and things like that. So it's a neat area where we got the chance to learn about it as well.
Looks like rapids.
So my name's Laura Hawkins. I am what's called a Greenway Coordinator for something called the Pittsburgh to Harrisburg Mainline Canal Greenway. This Kiski-Kanama River system is sort of infamous. This is the path of the Johnstown flood. The Kiski River is the largest tributary into the Allegheny River. So what happens up here affects everything downstream and all of the Pittsburgh rivers.
My name is Mark Shank. I'm from Blairsville. So I'm a local from around here. And first time I ever come down the river, the Kanama River, through the Pack Saddle Gap, I was 16 years old. And the water was pure orange.
Excuse us.
So if you had anything white on, your parents knew where you were. And it's so nice now that the river's cleaned up. We got fish in it. It's good fishing and wonderful recreation.
A little bit of water in there, kind of heavy.
You're taking some of the water home as a souvenir?
Yes, sir.
Andy Cubis produced that audio postcard for us, and you also heard from Richard Bloom and Mike Burke. There are photos from the trip earlier this month at our website, alleghenyfront.org.